isn't this river hard on your business suit?
100% wool, Carl. It really holds up.
Skagit State Bank has been part of the Northwest for generations. Perhaps that's why we're the area's most trusted local bank. With nearly $500 million in assets, we serve the banking, investment, and business needs of customers and communities.
Whoa, another one on the line.
Me too, Carl. Excuse me. Skagit State Bank, this is Bob.
Skagit State Bank, always here. Mount Vernon, Bellingham, and Anacortes.
This spring, driving just got easier for both you and your budget. Get the tires, wheels, and service you need now and pay for it later with Les Schwab's Easy Pay Credit, including 90 days same as cash. Ask about it. If you need tires or wheels, look no further. Many of our most popular are on sale. And as always, backed with the Les Schwab warranty and 56-year promise. If we can't guarantee it, we won't sell it. Learn more at LesSchwab.com. Spring sale time now at Les Schwab.
The tires and wheels you need are at your home for sudden service, Les Schwab. It's spring sale time. Save on the West's largest selection of passenger performance light truck and SUV tires. Names like Proxxas, Open Country, Terrevo LS, and the all-new passenger and performance tire, the XI 427. 10 of our most popular custom wheels are on sale, too. Sudden service, supermarket selection, on-the-spot warranties, and spring sale savings now at the Les Schwab sign.
North Sound Racing with Steve Mordlin continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Well, it certainly didn't work out the way I wanted it to. I know why, too. Welcome back to North Sound Racing. I defy anybody that has headphones on and a microphone in front of their face to tell me who this band is. You can't do it.
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Galen?
Sambusa.
Scott Wright's your wheelhouse. No. Rob, go ahead. Let him have it.
No idea. Red,
Steve, tell us.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Look at this.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's right there.
I had the clue in front of me.
You did, and you totally blew it.
I can't tell you what that was called, because I don't think I can say it on the air.
I don't think I know it either, but it wasn't given away. Yeah. Welcome back to North Sound Racing, proudly presented by Action Auto Parts and Machine, and I thought to celebrate our new association for the second year in a row, third year in a row that Action Auto Parts has been an advertiser on all of the racing broadcasts here. I wanted to bring in my good friend, Rob Estes, who is the longtime, and I mean longtime, manager of Action Machine down on 170th and Aurora down at Shoreline. Hi, my friend.
Hey, Steve.
Good. You can get a little close to that microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, then okay. People think you're a whole lot taller.
The
further back you are from the microphone, the shorter you sound, but the further you get up there.
I've heard that joke before.
Yeah. Rob, first of all, it's good to have you back from Daytona.
Oh, yeah, we had a great time.
I know, and I had this grand plan of having Mark Whedon call in, but I thought, no, I better not do it.
Yeah, Hike is here. You shouldn't do that.
I know. But how long have you been working down there at Action Machine?
I've worked in the business for 32 years and for Action Machine for 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And in addition to being a machinist extraordinaire, I know Rob has brought your name up on numerous occasions on this show, or I'm sorry, Galen, on numerous occasions on this show. And talk about what it's kind of easy to talk about the services and stuff, but what makes Action Auto Parts really the place to go?
It really comes from ownership and the employees and the coworkers that you have.
Mm-hmm.
The customer base teaches you what they need, and then you buy the equipment and train your people to do that type of work.
Has it changed a lot over the years?
Oh, massively, yeah. I remember we used to sell Chevrolet cylinder heads for $100 a pair, and now they're
$400.
and that comes from paying your employees and investing in equipment and just doing really good work.
So if and you talk about investing in equipment, and that's one thing that Joe, who I tried to get to come in here tonight, but he had other, you know, we weren't going to really lay out, although you certainly have it coming. But talk about what it's like to have to work for a guy like Joe McIntosh, that when you come up and say, hey, I need to spend $150,000 on this ultimate equipment, and within a week that stuff is pretty much at your doorstep.
Well, the funny part, too, is half the time he's the one that comes up with it. He sent me down to PRI this year, and he goes, I think we need a flow bench. You go down there and look and see if you can find us a flow bench. So I did.
Go ahead, Galen.
Rob, excuse me again. I've been kind of waiting to have you on this show for a long, long time. We've been affiliated with Action Auto for this to be in the second year. Around the racing circles that I've been around, you know, we hear a lot of the big back east and Californian engine builders and, you know, the big, huge budgets that some of these teams have to build these engines. And every once in a while, and it's been seeming to me, maybe it's because I'm getting beat more by these guys, but I've been hearing your name and Action Auto popping up quite a bit lately. And how do you compete with these big engine builders? Is it your experience, 30 years? Is it the equipment? Is it all the above? Or is it your just devotion to racing?
It's really all the above. Reading magazines, getting hooked up with people that do unique cam grinds. Like our stock car guy, we use Huggins cams out of Olive Branch. They just are innovators, and they do their homework, and then they give you that technology and let you kind of run with it.
I had a few friends in racing championships. You probably have a lot of cars out there, and I don't know if you know the name Brian Ash. And,
oh, yeah.
I remember in my sportsman car, it's Gadget, I had a really, really good engine I thought was the best of everything. And, you know, I'll tell you, that Brian Ash, that engine ran away, and I started asking, hey, what kind of engines do you have in that thing? And There was that Rob Estes name again, and, you know, I just slammed my fist down and say, that guy?
Yeah. We had a guy, Rex Rasmussen, that worked with us in those years, and he did a lot of homework on it. He made Brian's stuff pretty fast.
Oh, I'm here to tell you. And Brian was a great driver, too. Yeah. I can't take anything away from him on that. And I know Billy Coates comes there, yeah. And I just got to tell you, you do a great job. I mean, it's great
for
racing.
We got a lot of bomber guys, and we have...
No, go ahead.
Oh, we have... four or five bomber guys that we do, and we do NHRA. We got competition limiter cars and super street cars and super stock, and it's a lot of fun.
Is this the busiest time of year right now before the season starts?
We're either busy or crazy busy. Steve's seen that.
Yeah, I know what it's like. In addition to the engines and stuff that you put together, you and your family have quite a history. Talk about your dad.
Yeah, my dad's name's Ben Estes. He was one of the very first charter member guys of Figure Eight Auto Racing. And I gave Steve a folder a while ago, and he can look through it.
Fascinating. You're not getting it back, by the way.
Yeah, right. My mom and dad's hand-typed out original bylaws for Figure Eight Auto Racing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's really cool. I want to bring this in for you guys to take a look at.
Yeah.
And here's the coolest part. And I think both Gayla and Carlin will appreciate it. It came in a... peachy.
The yellow ones?
The yellow, yeah.
Yellow and black.
Yeah, no doodles on it, no mustaches on the golfer, and no hair where it shouldn't have been on the runners. That was one of the best parts of the whole thing. But you open it up, and you know, like Rob said, there's the bylaws, there's a letter that was dated in 1967. Is complaining to the Snohomish County Commission about the condition of Evergreen Speedway and where, what these guys had to race in.
That was on the figure eight track. It was half dirt, half
asphalt. Yeah, yeah, it was.
Cattle guards in the background.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yeah, go ahead.
With your business there, I'm curious, Rob, is the majority of your work based, off-road stuff? Is it customer-based off the road, or coming off, customers that have street cars and stuff? What is Action Auto Parts Machine Shop more geared towards?
Our strength is our versatility. I have an MGTD. I have an Aqua car. We have Bentley stuff. We have racing things, street car stuff. We do a lot of wholesale dealer business. Restoration and like Sovereign, the MG car clubs and stuff that race out at SIR and different road courses. We do all of that stuff. And I think that's really what our strength is our diversity.
Do you get a lot of the modern stuff into Hondas and,
oh, yeah,
and things like that?
Yeah. When we were down at PRI, one of the things I really made sure I did was to stop and talk to all those vendors, Darton sleeves. And we're the, you know, when someone calls and says, Darton, where do I have my sleeves put in? And if we're in the Northwest, we get the job.
You and I and others went to Phoenix International Raceway back in November, just a howl, just a scream. But you also went to Daytona 500 this year. And Heike went with you. First NASCAR race, what a, you know, now she's just going to go. We both had the same experience where now we got to top this on the next time we go to a Sprint Car Cup race. But talk about what your experience at Daytona 500 this year.
Yeah, this is my second time. The first time I went was in 2001, and that was fun because it was just so awe-inspiring and it's so huge. This time was neat because I got to see a bunch of people that hadn't been there and mm-hmm. watch their expressions because I was looking at what I saw when I was there.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it was incredible.
It was just awesome. We are kind of short on time, my friend, as you are short on stature.
Yes.
Steve.
Thank you
so
much.
He's very close to the mic.
This is a typical phone call. This is nothing new. We both know how to get it.
He's going
to
get you.
Yeah. You mind coming back?
Works.
Yes, I do, and so do I. you mind coming back on later on sometime with this when we have more time? We got all screwed up with this Evergreen Speedway deal, which I'm really happy that we have the problem. But, oh, Galen, one more?
Yeah, I got to ask, and I'll try to keep it short.
Go ahead.
Crate engines and their new influx into this racing around here, you know, they're coming spec from Chevrolet. What's your opinion on that as being a local engine builder?
Well, it really affected our bottom, our growth. I don't think it's all that great. I know it's good for the promoters like it because mm-hmm. they hope that they're going to get more cars.
It does affect the bottom line.
It does affect the bottom line. You know, and I'm sure that his goal, or one of their goals, is to get the Bombers into that.
Mm-hmm.
We got six guys that we just do freshens up. You know, we build really good stuff so that the stuff lasts. But it's, you know, $1,500, $2,000 a year just on freshen ups. And, you know, there's five or six guys that you do that. It's money.
It'll go away.
It's money. That's what we like. We like Joe Latt.
And we like his shirt.
Well, yeah, that's a given. He didn't wear the ones that he ordered in that Joe kind of got a surprise on the bill on that.
Oh, yeah.
One.
We were.
Well, I got scored a couple out of it, yeah, so I'm okay. Yeah. Hey, Rob, thank you so much. If you want to get a hold of Rob and get some information on all the services that Action Machine provides, give them the phone number and the address and where they can find your cheery little face.
Yeah. Phone number is 206-546-2082,
mm-hmm.
but also actionmachine.com. A really good website that's got all of our pricing and services that we offer. So that's
cool.
Great.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Very
Thank
well
you.
Done. See, I told you it wasn't going to be all that tough now, did I? All right, we have got to play a few commercials here. We're going to get back. Tracy Brandenburg, Joe Benedetti. Tracy with a marketing director at Pacific Racers. We'll talk about what's going on down there because they have got just an unbelievably huge season coming up and then a couple more interviews. We'll be back after this. You're listening to North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380, presented by Action Auto Parts and Machine, right after these messages.